You know what nobody really tells you about negative people? They are not just draining your energy, they are literally rewiring your nervous system to expect disaster. And if you're really trying to be nice and be the person that is going to turn the other cheek, you're probably getting slapped on both sides of your face while wondering why you feel like literal shit all of the time. So today, I kind of want to blow up seven massive red flags that someone's drowning in negativity and pulling you in with them. Okay. And I want to show you how we can set those boundaries, and make them super sharp, like sharper than a samurai sword. And I want to help you learn how you can love people without becoming their emotional dumpster. Okay. Your peace isn't selfish, my friend. Okay. Listen, bitch, it is sacred, and protecting it might be the best thing you can do for yourself and your relationship with Christ all week. Okay. So this one might sting a little bit, but I hope it's in a good way, like always, like when you pour peroxide on a cut, right? It burns, but we know there's a benefit. So anyway, hey, it's me, you guys. I'm Brandon Lynette, and you are listening to Listen Bitch Podcast. This is where I cut through the bullshit, talk about real life, real faith, real struggles without the pretty princess Instagram filter. I want you to step into your potential. I'm obsessed with you not wasting it. We'll put it like that. Quick housekeeping before I dive in today. I am actively looking for sponsors who align with what I'm doing here. So if that is you or you know someone, please message me. I've got links in the show notes on ways we can connect. And you guys, could we talk about something for a second? I've been taking this product for my food noise, like the constant metal chatter about what you're eating, when you're eating, why you're eating, what you shouldn't be eating, what you should be eating, all of that stuff, okay? I found a product that actually clears all of that nonsense out, and it has been a game changer for me. So I'm going to link it in the description because if you're struggling with that, you need to know about it, okay? But I will say, you guys, I'm on an incredible journey here, and I think what's really changed everything for me is taking my health seriously with actual blood tests. I have promoted and taken supplements for over a decade and never really knew if it's what I needed. I would buy into the hype. Like, you guys could find a commercial for every crazy word, self-diagnosed, all this stuff, and all these products fit, and this is amazing. No, bitch, get the blood test, okay? Like, I knew I always just felt fine, but if you get real data on what's happening inside your body with like your hormone levels, your omega balance, inflammation markers, like all of it, okay? That is going to be what separates people who make progress from people who stay stuck, okay? And I'm very excited. Like, the next week, my journey kind of shifts a little bit. And I'm excited because I could feel the relief because I stopped guessing and I started getting my blood work done, and now everything makes sense, and I don't have to just take 100 supplements and hope that this works this time. I know the struggle in that. I know the frustration. So this can change the game for you if it's changing the game for me. So I want you guys to start getting your blood work done, okay? Not the big pharma kind. I say find private blood tests. I do have a great company that offers quite a few tests that can help you a lot. So enough of that. I mean, we're talking about the seven red flags that someone is absolutely consumed with negativity and what that is doing to your nervous system. Like, I am going to nerd out with a little bit of science for a minute, okay? And how do we react to this? Like, if we're trying to get right with Christ, like, how do we handle this in a way that he would, right? And it's not how your Sunday school teacher probably taught you, okay? But how do you protect yourself from negative people that you can't just ghost because they're, in your house or at your job or at Thanksgiving every year? I don't know. But listen, and you guys, hey, listen. Oh, I know I said I was done with the housekeeping, but I'm not. You guys, my baby YouTube channel is gaining a little bit of traction, and I really need your support over there. So I appreciate you tuning into the show. I'm not sure where you listen in from, but I do post the full videos on YouTube, so please subscribe to my YouTube channel. And if you haven't done that, I mean, what are you even doing? video versions of every podcast. This week, I'm actually writing up some new content that will be YouTube only. So if you love my content and you're all about getting your shit together, get over there, okay? Because it's going to be always fire content, always. But just don't sleep on this stuff, okay? So like we've all got that person in our lives. You know the one, like they walk into the room and somehow the air just gets heavier, right? Like they could win the lottery and they would complain about the fucking taxes. They're like Eeyore, except Eeyore is actually kind of endearing, and these people are just fucking flat out exhausting. Okay, so I want to explain to you how to tell someone's not just having a bad day, but that they're setting up a tent in Negativity Town and sending you a change of address card. Number one, they are professional victims. Every fucking thing in the world happens to them. It's like the world woke up and they've decided that everything that happens from the minute they open their eyes, they're under attack. It never happens because of them. The job didn't work out because the boss was terrible. The relationship failed because the other person was crazy. Traffic made them late. The weather ruined their plans. They've got more excuses than a teenager sneaking out of your fucking house. Zero accountability, maximum blame shifting. Number two, they're complaint connoisseurs. Like they have turned complaining into an art form. They don't just mention problems, like they marinate in that shit, okay? They marinate, they rehearse, they add garnish. You ask how was your day? And you have to buckle up because you're about to hear a 45-minute TED talk and everything that went wrong, narrated with the enthusiasm of someone reading a phone book, okay? And they're gossip factories, right? If they're talking to you about someone, they're definitely talking about you to someone else. They collect information about people's failures and struggles like baseball cards, and they're always ready to share the tea, which is really just they're fucking bitter. They're just bitter as fuck, right? And they're energy vampires. You know how your phone battery mysteriously drains faster with certain apps? These people are the human equivalent of that. You can start a conversation feeling great. 15 minutes later, you're suddenly exhausted, discouraged, and questioning your life choices. And they don't even have to be talking about you. Their energy alone is like a Dementor from Harry Potter, in case you guys don't know. And it's just sucking the joy out of the atmosphere. Like you feel them walk in the room and you just can't breathe because, like, the joy's fucking gone. And you guys, nothing is ever fucking good enough. They'll find the cloud in every silver lining. Got a promotion? Well, more responsibility means more stress. Beautiful sunny day? Great. Now we'll have to mow the lawn. Their kid made honor roll? Yeah, but did you see what Sarah's kid did? I don't know. They're like someone who orders ice cream and complains that it's cold. You know, they compete in the suffering Olympics. You mention you're tired. Oh, this is my favorite. They haven't slept in 3 days. Your back hurts. Their entire skeletal system is basically held together with duct tape and a prayer. You can't just have an experience. They have to one down you with how much worse they have it. It is a fucking competition. Every conversation becomes that competition for who has it harder. And somehow they are always the reigning champion. And the last red flag for us today is that they resist solutions like it's their job. And like, here's the kicker, right? You try to help. You offer solutions, you give advice, and they've got a yeah, but for everything. Yeah, but that won't work because. Yeah, but you don't understand. They don't want to solve their problems. Okay. I'm going to say that again. They don't want to solve their problems. They want to keep them as pets. They want to feed them, name them, introduce them at parties. And bitch, what is this doing to your nervous system? Okay. Because stuff happens to your body when you are constantly around that kind of negativity. Your nervous system wasn't designed to be a dumping ground. And when you're exposed to chronic negativity, your body literally goes into stress mode. Your amygdala, and I've nerded out about this before, that is going to be your brain's like alarm system. Okay. It starts firing like it's the 4th of July. Cortisol floods your system and your heart rate increases, your muscles tense up. I know what it's like to live this all the time, and I am finally on the side of being able to regulate that. Over time, you guys understand this constant activation, it's going to wear you down. And you might notice that you're more anxious, you're super irritable, you're snappy, you're exhausted, you start sleeping worse, your immune system takes a hit, you become more negative of yourself because negativity is contagious, just like a yawn, except it's just not cute and it's way more destructive. Okay. Your nervous system is supposed to toggle between sympathetic, which is like your fight or flight, and your parasympathetic, which is the rest and digest, okay? But chronic exposure to negative shit keeps you stuck in fight or flight. So it's like you're driving with one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake constantly. Eventually, something is going to break. What would Jesus do? Right? Like, I'm in my third year of reading the Bible and it's helped a lot, and it's exactly where I turn for everything. And so I'm thinking, like, if I'm going to be more like Jesus, if I'm not just going to burn the world down myself, how would he handle this genuinely? Right? But this is what people get wrong. We think that being Christ-like means you have to be a doormat. Like, we think Jesus was just floating around, letting people drain him dry while he smiled and took it. And that is not what happened. He had boundaries that could cut glass. He was kind, but he wasn't a pushover. He was compassionate, but he didn't let people's negativity derail his mission. Like, you guys remember Peter tries to rebuke Jesus about going to Jerusalem. Jesus literally said, "Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan." That's not exactly gentle Jesus, meek and mild little lamb energy. That's, "I love you, but you're not going to infect me with your bullshit and your fear and your negative energy." Jesus walked away from crowds all the time, went to the mountain to pray alone, got in a boat and went to the other side of the lake when things got too heavy. He protected his peace and his purpose. Made in his image, why wouldn't we be called to handle it the same way? When he was with negative and draining people, he spoke the truth. He did not sign off on their bullshit and their complaining. He did not participate. He did not agree with the victim mentality, and he called it out with love, but firmly. Why are you so afraid? Do you want to get well? And that second one, you guys, you realize some people are more attached to their problems than they are a desire for healing. You also have to be very picky about your inner circle, right? 12 disciples. Jesus didn't make besties with the whole crowd. But even within those 12, there's the core three that he was the closest to, and he knew he could handle the deeper stuff and who couldn't. And then that's not being an elitist, you guys. That's being wise. Love people. That's what we're called to do with our human experience. Get into your potential. Remember who you were made in God's image. Love people. Speak the truth. But babe, you have to protect your peace. You cannot let other people's storm become your storm. So how do you actually do this with the people you can't avoid? The coworker, the family member, the person who's just there. You have to set time limits. You don't have to give anybody unlimited access to you. If Aunt Debbie always spirals into negativity after 20 minutes, keep your conversation to 15. "Hey, I've got to run, but it was so great catching up." I mean, you're not lying. It was great for the first 15 minutes. Don't take the bait. When they start complaining, you don't have to join in. You can acknowledge them without agreeing. Like, "That sounds frustrating. Oh, that sounds tough. Ugh." It's not the same as, like, "You're absolutely right. Your boss is the worst human alive." Like, keep your responses neutral, like Switzerland, but with better emotional boundaries, okay? This is working. This is working. It is something I have put into practice. And you have to redirect, like you're a fucking traffic cop, okay? "Man, everything's terrible. Hey, did you see that thing about," and then insert literally anything else. Change the subject, like your mental health depends on it, because it does. And always pray before and after. I mean, seriously, before you interact with whoever it is that is this negative source in your life, like, just pray for protection over your mind and your heart. It regulates my nervous system. I ask God to help me Like, love them. That is my biggest conversation. Like, how can I love this person without absorbing their negativity? And then after the interaction, pray again and shake it off. And you can't let the shit stick to you like lint, okay? Because you have to remember their emergency is not your emergency. Just because they're on fire doesn't mean you have to be. You can care about someone without carrying their baggage. You can be that empathetic person without being a sponge. And use physical boundaries. I know it sounds weird, but it works. When you're talking to a super negative person, subtly increase the physical distance. Like, start backing up into the kitchen. Don't get up in their space. Don't get closer. Keep a little buffer. You know, your nervous system picks up on proximity too. And that little space, I promise it's going to help you not absorb the negative energy. It just helps. And then after you've been with a person that is draining, you have to refuel. You know, do something that lifts you up. Maybe put on your favorite music, go for a walk outside, watch some funny videos, hit up your treadmill that's sitting behind your recording studio. You know, call a friend who makes you laugh. Don't soldier through it. Like, actively restore what got depleted. And you have to speak life. Don't argue. I'm not saying to argue with anybody. Don't argue with negativity. But you also don't have to agree, you know? Like, I choose to believe God's working this out. Everything is being worked out for me. Everything's going to work out. I choose to believe in faith, like doing the really scary shit before I have a confirmation that it's okay. It's a statement, it's not a debate. You say your piece and you move on. Don't try to convince them out of their negativity because that's between them and God. Listen, bitch, we are called to love people. We are not called to be an emotional punching bag or a negativity recycling center. You can love someone from a healthy distance. You can pray for someone without being their therapist. You can have compassion without having this codependence. I mean, Jesus loved the whole world enough to die for it, but he didn't let the whole world into his inner circle. He didn't give everyone the same level of access. He protected his peace so he could fulfill his promise. You are not responsible for fixing everyone's mindset. You are not God's holy assistant manager. Your job is to love people, to speak truth when appropriate, and to guard your heart because out of it flows the very life that you're trying to live. And at the end of the day, this is about you. This is about your potential. Yeah, love the negative person in your life. Love them. Pray for them. Be kind to them. But also, don't let them rent space in your head. Don't absorb their anxiety. Don't carry what God did not assign for you to carry. Your peace is not selfish. It's sacred. You have to protect it like Jesus protected his, and you can't pour from an empty cup. You definitely can't pour from a cup that someone else keeps filling with toxic bullshit. Guard your heart, love people. And learn to say, I've got to run without feeling guilty about it. And listen, bitch, if you have, you know, made it this far, you're probably feeling one of two things right now. Either you're like, holy shit, I am that negative person and I want to fix this. Or you're like, I know exactly who this is in my life and now I don't feel guilty about protecting my peace. Both are valid as fuck, and both are very important, and honestly, both probably need some work. This is the thing about the stuff I talked about today: boundaries, your nervous system regulation, protecting your peace, and still loving the people the way God has called us to. This isn't surface level, just think positive, toxic bullshit garbage. This is like deep work. This is rewiring how you actually show up in your potential in the world, and sometimes you can't do that alone. So if you're sitting there right now and you're exhausted, like bone deep tired of carrying everyone else's emotions, if you're drowning in the food noise or stuck in patterns that you know aren't serving you, feeling like you're supposed to be further along than you are, if you're a high achiever who's crushing it on paper, but you're falling apart on the inside, if you're the person everyone comes to for advice, but you can't seem to figure out your own life, if you know you're called to more, but you keep getting derailed by the same mental loops and the same toxic relationships and the same self-sabotage performing as this nice version of you or helpful version of you, we really need to talk. I do one-on-one mindset coaching for people who are ready to stop playing small and actually step into who God created them to be. Not there's no fucking woo-woo bullshit, no manifestation boards kind of way. It's like real and practical, actual rewire your brain scientifically and break the cycles kind of way. It's not for everyone. This is for people who are serious, who are tired of their own excuses, who want someone to call them out with love and push them forward with strategy, right? If that's you, please head over to my website, brandonlinette.com. Okay, it's in the show notes. While you're there, you could grab my books. I have resources for you in there. Stuff that actually works, okay? And I do a free Zoom call if you want to have a chat about the coaching, 10 minutes of your time. I promise that we will both know whether or not we're a good fit, okay? But I want you to hear this. No matter what you do after you hear this episode, wherever you're at right now is not permanent. The negativity that you're absorbing, you can learn to deflect it. The patterns that you're stuck in, they can be broken. And that peace that you're craving is absolutely available to you. You just have to be brave enough to protect it, okay? That's really all I have for you guys today. If it resonated, do me a favor, subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening. Leave a review if you're feeling generous, because that actually helps more people find the show. And honestly, more people need to hear this shit, okay? Don't forget, you guys, head over to YouTube and subscribe to my channel. I've got the video version of this episode, and the extra content is going to be posting soon. Okay. It's BrandonLynette.listenbitchpodcast on YouTube, right? Yeah. For now, I'll see you guys tomorrow. But until then, protect your peace, love your people well. Remember, your boundaries aren't mean. It's mercy for both of you. I'm Brandon. This is Listen Bitch, and I will see you later.